Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a five-minute podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. I don't know if you typically celebrate it or not, but the season of Lent began Wednesday. This episode, we'll talk a little about what Lent is and why it's a beautiful thing. After the break, we'll discuss a couple of ways you can fast or things to fast from. Let's get to it. Lent, as we know it, began around the early 300s. The church observed this 40-day period of time leading up to Easter with fasting. Eastern and Western churches often count the days a bit differently, but it is always a 40-day period. Why? Well, 40 is a significant number throughout Scripture. The great flood with Noah was 40 days and 40 nights. The Israelites wandered the wilderness for 40 years before entering the Promised Land. Jesus himself was tempted for 40 days in the wilderness. It is believed that is why Lent is 40 days prior to Easter. It's a time to focus and reevaluate the significance of what Jesus did for us. While Easter is a celebration recognizing Jesus' rise from the grave, defeating sin and death, Lent is a more somber time which begins with Ash Wednesday and ends with Holy Week. Catholics, as well as some others, tend to be more strict with their Lenten fast. For instance, no meat on Fridays, one regular meal and two snacks throughout the 40 days, etc. Others just give up advice for those 40 days as a way to refocus on Jesus and his sacrifice. Growing up Protestant, Lent wasn't something I was really familiar with. It was never mentioned, as far as I recall, in my Baptist church. However, in college, I attended a Catholic university and did my work study in campus ministry. Needless to say, I learned a lot about Lent during those years, and I fell in love with the idea. Just as Advent is a time to refocus on the meaning of Christmas and the importance of our Savior's birth, Lent offers a time to fast from distractions and focus on the sacrifice of our Savior's life and death leading up to his resurrection. As I mentioned, many people, either in place of or addition to fasting from food, will give up a vice or implement a new behavior for Lent. Fasting is a biblical practice that is seen throughout Scripture when someone is wanting to show they are serious and repentant before God. When Bible figures needed to hear from God, you often see fasting incorporated in that time of prayer. While traditional fasting is giving up one or more meals a day for a length of time, there are other ways to fast if your health or diet don't allow for the traditional way. One of the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Perhaps this Lent season, you know there is something in your life that has become an idol, and you need to remove it and let God back on the throne of your life. This could be a TV show, TV in general, your phone, certain apps, a genre of books or music, etc. Maybe food has become a vice for you in the sense of late-night snacking or garbage food choices. Or perhaps exercise has become a holy grail and a trim, lean body has consumed you so that you choose workouts over quiet time with God's Word. My challenge this week is for you to pray and ask God what it is He wants from you this Lent season. What can you give up and fast from in order to tune in more to God's presence? If you've never participated in Lent before, can I challenge you to try it this year? We can't love others well if we are not first making the priority to love God fully with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you'd subscribe. Also, rating and reviewing my podcast will help others find me. It takes just a few seconds, but means so much. Of course, you can also tell your friends and encourage them to join us. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can always find me on Instagram, @RachelShelb, or at my website, rachelshelb.com, both of which are located in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.